Support by Anchorage, Alaska. From the Coastal Trail to Kincaid Park, Flattop, Powerline Pass, and more. There are plenty of places for a weekend hike or an exciting mountain biking excursion. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Klamath Tribe in Oregon wants to create its own fire agency following this year's Bootleg Fire, which burned much of their ancestral land. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
The Bootleg Fire consumed over 413,000 acres. One-fourth of that was Klamath Reservation land. Steve Rondo is the tribe's natural resources director. He says the Klamath hope to get funds soon to launch their own fire agency, which would work with other governmental agencies on wildfire management.
From a tribal perspective, fire is a process upon the landscape, and it's something that we have to live with. So looking back on our practices, we can see a future where our greater society can take lessons from the past and apply them to these current conditions, and we can change our environment for the better and prevent some of these mega fires from actually happening.
Rondo says there's growing receptiveness to tribal practices such as controlled burns, which have helped limit the size and growth of wildfires. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
Native students, parents, and members of an Indigenous-led organization held a march for students Monday in Pierce, South Dakota. Members of the Native community, Indian Collective, and their allies are opposing South Dakota's newly proposed social studies standards, saying it perpetuates the erasure of Indigenous history and perspective. They say more than a dozen references of Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota people of South Dakota and surrounding areas were taken out of the standards, and that the draft does not reflect the consensus worked on earlier this summer. Nick Tilson, CEO of Indian Collective, spoke at the event, which was streamed online.
This land and these schools, these land and these schools are our schools. These are the schools of the Osheti Shakoi. This is the land of the Osheti Shakoi. And no matter what decisions they make in the building behind us, it's always going to be our land. They tried to kill us. They tried to assimilate us. They tried to use education as a weapon, and now we're reclaiming that power. We're reclaiming that through our language. We're reclaiming that through our culture, and we're reclaiming that through our ceremonies. And so today is a proud day to be Lakota. It's a proud day to be part of the Osheti Shakoi.
Whose land?
Our land.
Whose land?
Our land.
Whose schools?
Our schools.
Whose schools?
They're calling on the state to make inclusive the understandings of Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota people in the standards and honor tribal consultation. A statement from the State Department of Education in August to the Sioux Falls Argus leader about the changes said certain adjustments were made to provide greater clarity and focus for educators and the public. A ski resort in California announced its new name Monday, dropping a derogatory term against Native American women. The formerly known Squaw Valley Ski Resort is now Palisades Tahoe. The name change comes more than a year after the resort announced it would be renamed, which included tribal consultation. The resort was founded in 1949, hosted the 1960 Winter Olympics, and is a popular destination. A two-minute YouTube video announces the name change. The Department of the Interior announced Tuesday it will begin consultation with tribes on protecting and restoring homelands. The Interior Department is focusing on the land into trust process, leasing and rights of way, and sacred site and treaty rights. Tribes are being invited to provide input. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at RamonaFarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.